Haskell. Preston, Melbourne, Australia. May 12, 1892. Dear Brother Haskell, Willie White arrived here last Thursday, Tuesday, evening. No one let me know he was here until morning. We met, unexpectedly to me, in the dining room as we were about to take our breakfast. Willie is looking real well. His journey has been good for him every way. The meeting was a success. The brethren Hare and the one in Auckland left when the meeting was half over. They said that the American brethren were determined to have everything their way, and they would not stand it. They said they did not come up to the conference to be educated as children, but to do conference business. Willie and Elder Starr designed to go to their place from Auckland. Willie got of Brother Starr and wife promised to meet them in a few days. Meanwhile, I had telegraphed for Willie to come home, for I must have his counsel to know what to do in my feeble condition of health. Our brethren were so anxious about me, they were going to take the responsibility of moving us at once to Adelaide. They were so earnest in the matter, and I so suffering, they would not consent for Willie to remain away 8 weeks longer. So Elder Daniels and Willie returned. Elder Starr and wife are in the Hare neighborhood. We shall go to Adelaide in about 1 week, if the Lord wills. You mention in regard to your wife coming to California. If you go to Healdsburg, I have plenty of furniture. You are welcome to the use of the same. It is stored in the church basement. But do not bring any furniture, for the furniture secondhand is nearly as good as new and is purchased at a reasonable price. I call it very cheap, but you are welcome to my furniture, any part or all of it. I have good easy chairs. I lent 2 of my best chairs. These were merely for safekeeping. You are welcome to use all of my goods without a fear that you will hurt anything. I have a good piano and canopy top buggy. I have a horse, Billy, that you can drive. He is a little odd, a good traveler, but all you need is to understand him. I have a phaeton that you and your wife are welcome to. It is old, but easy and safe. The spindles are good. Got them while over there. You can have horse and carriage. Wish I could say you can have the house, but we felt compelled to cover nearly the note to Brother Lockwood before leaving, so sold the place to Brother Leninger. But you can find good locations up high and dry and quite cheap rent. I think it is a good move to make to bring your wife to a milder climate. Willie is of the same mind. May 28, 1892. The mail has come. How glad I was to receive your letters and the encouraging words you wrote. I hope you are being encouraged by the same in your trials and bodily infirmities. This mail is an important one and has many encouraging things. Dark clouds fling their shadows far and near, but we will not let go our faith. I am here in a strange land, and shall be tempted, in suffering day and night, to lay some plans myself to go here or there for relief, but I hope to be able to patiently wait God's time, when He shows me the next step to take, to move as God directs. The word of God came to Elijah, and he followed his directions. I want patiently to wait until I see the unfolding of God's plans, and then move where he says. Elder Haskell, if you would please to have someone copy the general matter in the pages I send you and return me a copy, I would like to preserve that portion in reference to the necessity of teaching the church how to work. Fanny does not copy at all. She has been in poor health, but manages to get off the articles for the paper. Emily is a new hand at the calligraphing and is very slow. That is the reason you have received letters from my own pen. I think I must have unburdened my soul, so that I shall not trouble you with as long communications hereafter. I am deeply moved to write, and although it is tiresome, I dare not neglect it. These matters I cannot neglect. I have written Elder Smith a long letter, and have one to send this mail. Nothing of a special personal character, but I wish to keep in communication with him and let him know I have an interest for him. You will excuse the poor writing, for I am obliged to change my position about every hour to be able to be made any way comfortable to write at all.
I send in this mail, 60 pages of letter paper written by my own hand. First, my haircloth chair is bolstered up with pillows. Then they have a frame, a box batted with pillows which I rest my limbs upon, and a rubber pillow under them. My table is drawn up close to me, and I thus write with my paper on a cardboard in my lap. Yesterday I was enabled to sit 2 hours thus arranged. My hips will become so painful, then I must change position. She, May Walling, then gets me on the spring bed and bolsters me up with pillows. I may be able to sit some over 1 hour, and thus it is change, but I am thankful I can write at all. I have done nothing scarcely on the life of Christ. I am burdened with other matters, so it is all that I can do to keep the mails supplied. I have hoped my arms would be restored, but they are still very painful. I write to you that I wish to have these things copied, for if I should wait to have them copied, you would get but very little. I promised articles for the instructor, articles for the signs, and Sabbath school worker. Missionary papers and the Echo do not trouble me, for they take from other papers. But the will of God be done. Now, Elder Haskell, do not you think of looking down. Be of good courage in the Lord. I still think you are regarding matters in the right light. When I see things arise right in my own family and impressions received that are not correct in any wise, and yet do all the mischief as if they were correct, I feel that you will make yourself unhappy in having these thoughts, and I beg of you not to entertain them, for I have been shown this was Satan's device to make you discouraged. I have seen the pitying love of God toward you. I have heard the word spoken to you. Satan has desired to have you that he might sift you as wheat. But I, your Lord and Master, have prayed for you that your faith fail not. Luke 22, verse 31-32. You have aged years more than you need to have done because you entertained the ideas that you were not having confidence in your brethren, and you acted as you felt. And the result was, you did not draw close to them, and they could not draw close to you. Now, in the name of the Lord Jesus, put these things from you. Act trustful, act confidingly, and your brethren will see you are not changed. You will never be happy if you feel these suspicions. Rebuke the devil, and he will flee from you. James 4, verse 7.